right, here we start it. We just all have to clap. We'll go. We'll count one, two, three, clap.
Well, no, one.
Okay, I'm rolling.
One, two, three,
clap.
Jesus Christ. One, two, three, clap.
Oh, fuck. Do it again.
On three, okay?
Okay.
When the three is heard, we all clap when a three is supposed to be said.
Okay.
One, two. Oh, my fuck.
Jesus Christ. That wasn't me.
Well, you know what? It'll show up on one.
Yeah, we can just look at the peaks and make it match up.
Let's just do one.
Alrighty. That doesn't work.
I bet you it'll show up on yours a little bit.
No, Ben, no.
Clap.
All right.
Why don't you clap, Tata?
No. If we all do the clap, it doesn't matter if we perfectly sync up. We just have to go and look at our peaks and just sync it up later when I have the files.
I know, but what I'm saying is, like, my clap should show up faintly on yours so you can still find it.
No, because I have headphones in, so
I'm
going to pick it up. I can hardly wait till GarageBand crashes.
Okay. So we start. When are we starting?
Oh, that's
we already
all,
did.
That's all the intro to the show, by the way.
That's
perfect. No, it's perfect.
Why are we clapping?
Muy perfectiones.
Well, why are we
clapping? Because we're applauding ourselves for actually doing this.
We finally
we're actually keeping the commitment.
It's only taken 362 episodes, but here we are, all in completely different locations.
Skype, baby.
Guys, let's take a little travel in time and go back to last Monday when we did a show. Yeah, simpler times, remember?
Yeah, simpler times.
And remember when the show ended and I said, okay, let's do a quick 15-minute show for Thanksgiving just so we have something. Mm-hmm. And both of you said, no, we'll just get together.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, but it's going to be really hard.
No.
And both of you are like, no, it's going to be great. And Tyler's like, I'm not working and I got plenty of time. And Mike's like, yeah, I'm not going anywhere. It's going to be awesome.
All of my things are still true. It's Mike who's the traitor.
You worked Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, I could have done a Monday and Tuesday night show and I have all of Wednesday I could have done a show. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Michael? I said I could have done Monday or Tuesday also.
Mm-hmm. You're the one who's like, I'm not driving over the hill.
Have you seen the traffic?
Yes, I did see a photo. It was very upsetting.
It's why would you? Why? I'm abandoning my son left and right as it is.
I think we got to figure out, in case we ever get in a jam like this again, we have to figure out how to just record through Skype and then we can all be on our phones in traffic.
Isn't that what we just did for a half? Oh, in traffic. No, traffic shows.
I kind of like traffic shows.
Welcome to the After Disaster.
Multitasking.
I am Anderson. There is Mike Carano in, where are you? Studio City there, Mike?
I'm Studio City.
There's Ty Ty in South Pass. South Pasadena. And here I sit in Tarzana. We come to you via Skype. We've been threatening to do this for quite some time.
Even though you're probably not getting the Skype feed. You're probably getting each one of our individual recordings.
Well, they're definitely either getting that or they're getting nothing because there's no recording of the Skype feed.
That's a good point. So you guys ready to do the worst show we've ever done?
No.
The Thanksgiving show?
No, I'm ready to do a good show. Thanksgiving. America's holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Anderson, do you eat turkey?
I do. I for a while I did not, but I do now.
Because?
I did not for a while because I don't like things being forced on me. And it was always a big thing with my dad. He'd always make my mom slave over a hot oven to make the turkey. And no one really likes turkey.
Yes,
you should. And it makes me tired. And I kind of put my foot down. I'm like, I don't want any fucking turkey. And now that I'm my own man, I enjoy a couple slices of turkey on Thanksgiving and Christmas. Why not?
Turkey's pretty good. It's okay.
And I like
dark meat.
I like the canned cranberries are fucking great.
Any cranberry sauce. Oh, it's so good.
Canned cranberry
sauce.
Juice, you could see the grooves from the can in there. Oh, so good. You slice those things and the discs. Love them.
I only like cranberry on turkey. This is the worst show we've ever done.
It really is the worst show. I think I got a couple things that happened. You guys, what's been happening in your lives? Come on. What's been going on?
Well, I've been gearing up for Thanksgiving for probably 6 months.
I was hoping you were going to say you've been gearing up for this show because it feels like it.
I will say this much. While I was waiting for you to change your child's diaper, I was looking up traditions on the internet for Thanksgiving.
Did you Google traditions? This.
No, I punched in like a, well, I was looking at a bunch of different things, and I only wanted to look at legitimate newspapers, not these, because I found some personal websites, and the guy's like, every year for my family, we have a food fight. Ooh, I'm like, it's fucking idiotic. But this is what USA Today wants you to know.
Hold on one second. We've done our first ever like remote show, and Mike is coming locked and loaded with like.
I know.
Like, no, bits. I'm not. I just looked at this like I'm not, when I was waiting for Anderson to figure out his password.
Wait a minute. But after I changed the child's diaper and then I figured out my password, then Tyler and I waited for you to like set up a whole new Skype account.
Yeah. No, that was you. That was you that set up a whole new Skype account.
Why did we stagger it, though? Why didn't we all do the shit at the same time?
Yeah, we should have recorded it. That might have taken an hour.
Well, anyways, Mike, why don't you tell me what was going on the USA Today traditions?
Okay, USA Today, weird traditions. The number one weird tradition is, according to them...
No, Mike, you're supposed to go backwards. You start with, like, number three.
They don't go backwards.
Oh.
Because believe me, it gets weirder. The number one tradition is takeout day, where people order takeout Chinese food.
Yeah, I've heard that. I know people that do that.
How about number two?
Thanksgiving.
They call this one Home Alone. The movie is shown every Thanksgiving, and some people, like Gene Jenkins, it's a tradition to watch it every holiday. And we also include in our tradition watching it on VHS.
What?
So newspapers are dead, right?
Yeah, okay, here's the one that bothered me, actually. I should have just got to this one.
This is that. I'm starting to believe Donald Trump and the crooked media when I hear about this.
Yeah, turkey names. We name our cars, why not our turkeys? Courtney Harrington dishes on the family tradition that she looks forward to coming up with pet names for the main entrees. This year, it's Freddie and Franny.
What?
There's two? Why are they eating two? Why are they so fat?
Yeah,
why two turkeys?
A lot of people in their family, probably.
I'm not convinced this is a real article, Mike. I'm going to need to check Snopes.
Are you making this up on the fly?
You know how I know it's fake? Is number six is fun and fitness. Nope. Or how about this? Number seven is a different dressing. You've heard of holiday sweaters, but how about Turkey Day PJs? Okay. Green but tasty. In Robin Garofalo's family, coleslaw tops everything, especially turkey sandwiches.
What? Are they just calling random people and saying, what fucked up shit do you do on Thanksgiving?
Then they got drinking games.
Coleslaw. We eat coleslaw. Aren't we wacky?
Okay, have you ever done this or ever even considered doing this one? Number 10, Christmas crafts. After you're done eating turkey, you guys sit down and make Christmas gifts.
Ugh. Oh, my God.
I know.
All these people need to be deported.
Fuck. You know what? Seriously.
These people are terrible.
If he can pull that off.
So I was taking a walk with the kid and the wife and the dogs.
That
which
kid
is,
can walk already?
No, he was in the stroller. But we were walking around the neighborhood, and one of our neighbors goes all out for the Thanksgiving decorations out front, right? Like Christmas and Halloween, not enough.
And in
between with the thing. So no, they have like this like windsock out front, and it's got a cute little turkey, and the turkey is dressed up like a pilgrim. And it occurred to me that we see that a lot, right? You see like turkeys dressed up like pilgrims often, right?
It's weird.
And when you actually think about that, that means that turkey is a pilgrim, which is kind of a murderer of Indians, right? Yeah. Or Native Americans.
Not really, kind of.
So it's a murdering turkey. And then you think not only is he a murderer, but he's a fucking turkey on Thanksgiving. So he's a cannibal. So he's a cannibal murderer. And it's supposed to look cute. But as I'm walking my dogs and my son with my wife, I'm thinking that's a murdering cannibal fucking turkey, and I can't really get on board.
Look how protective you are now that you're a parent.
Yeah, he probably hangs out with that pig on the barbecue restaurant sign.
I don't get that. That's always Mexican restaurants. All right, isn't it cute? Look at the pig's cooking himself. No, it's not cute. It's fucking horrific.
It is pretty funny. Chick-fil-A. Oh, no, they have a cow.
Oh, they have cows telling you to eat chickens, and they spell the chicken wrong.
Well,
that just makes me sad.
Walk through the grocery store and look at things. I mean, there's animals pushing their own products left and right. There's a happy pig pushing sausage.
I don't like those.
Who does that?
I don't like those commercials where that like sort of sexy cow is like trying to get you to drink milk.
Oh God, that cow is hot.
Suck my nip.
Yeah.
Suck it.
Yes, I saw that. I saw that a print ad for that cow on the floor of the grocery store, like how they. We're starting to put ads on the ground and then laminating over them.
Oh, that's not bad because like people have their heads down looking at their phones.
Yeah.
Looking at their phones,
because they're depressed.
Yeah, it's well, just the people who are going to buy milk.
Carano.
Yeah.
You going to the drone show?
When is the drone show? Is it raining outside? Annual, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. No, it's not. The third annual drone show is happening, I think, December 10th, 9th,
you wanna 11th.
Go? I don't know why I did it backwards. No, I feel like it's dangerous. It's at the convention center, LA convention
10,000 Mike Caranos with drones.
Yeah,
trying to get
I gotta tell you,
high views of the drone show.
Anderson, I'm trying to keep this thing alive till your movie shoots because I broke one of the arms off. I broke the camera off. It was the craziest work I should not be doing to repair the camera. With a micro screwdriver, taking out like 15 screws to remove the gimbal, and then disassemble it, and then put it all back together. And the part only cost $9, but the FedEx was $57.
And your labor is priceless. You need to start doing meth.
You know what? That's exactly what I was thinking while I was doing it. This would be better if I was shaking on meth and I couldn't stop talking.
No. You would get really, really into like all the screws and getting them out. I doubt you'd be able to get it back together, but that's what you do. You get really excited about
the arm
projects like that.
The arm that's broken, I'm just leaving it because it stays up. But I just assume the wind from the propeller will hold it up.
What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, my original plan, sorry to jump in here as I just make something up off the top of my head. I was thinking about picking up a turkey sandwich at Togo's and then heading out to the desert. Mm. But I think
then that's why we can't do a show.
Yeah, we were supposed to do like a midday Wednesday show, but
what I want to do plan. But what I'm really going to do is I'm going to get up at 6 tomorrow morning and I'm going to drive to Tombstone.
Tomorrow.
And I'm going to fly the drone over Tombstone and then I'm going to Tucson.
What's in Tucson?
One of our relatives has a huge Thanksgiving get-together / feast.
And in the turkey?
Every single year my dad goes, I'm not going next year. This is the last year I'm going. And I jump on board with me neither. And that was like 3 years ago.
I remember like 2-3 years ago, I was on the phone with you on and off all day trying to talk you out of going to Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, good move.
Remember that? I tried really hard.
That's either anti-American or pro-Indian.
I think it's good that you're going this year.
Yeah, I am going. And I probably won't be going next year.
It'll be good though, you know, because it'll be the first time your whole family's together probably since Nikki's funeral,
yeah,
right?
And yeah.
I think it would be good for all of you guys to. I'm not trying to be a therapist or anything, but like if there is a year that you should go, this is probably it.
Yeah, I'm dreading it.
Yeah, I know. Do you wish you could put yourself in the drone and fly yourself around?
I absolutely not. It's terrifying. when I got everything reassembled, I took it to a big empty parking lot to try it out, and it was like gunshot. I mean, I'm just like freaked out now.
Tyler, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm gonna walk down the block, like 6 houses down the street, and have Thanksgiving with my in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And then you're gonna walk home.
For somebody who hates the idea of Trump being president, you sure do have like a very middle America life there, bud.
Yep. I know. It's I'm gonna grab Thanksgiving by the pussy.
What?
That's such a hacky joke. I apologize.
No, it's a good one. It's a good one.
And then I think we'll go see my parents in the morning. My parents are having like Chinese visitors over for Thanksgiving dinner.
What? They're taking it a whole step. They're having them cook the Chinese food, right? In the kitchen?
Oh, yeah.
That's vague. They're Chinese friends or Chinese visitors?
No, like
why can't they just be friends, dude? Why they got to be Chinese?
They're people from China who are visiting. And like,
what?
They're like,
how do they know them?
My dad's a missions pastor. Like, he knows people all over the world, man. He's connected.
Is there a chance that they could show up?
Is
there a chance they could show up and be a different family and your dad wouldn't notice? Is there a chance?
I mean, I guess there's always a chance, but no, I don't think there's a very good chance.
I hope they have a sense of humor. They're just constantly going, "You have soy sauce?"
For like the turkey?
Yeah.
The stuffing's really good, but it could use some more soy sauce.
But my dad, to make them feel more welcome, he's going to hang the turkey in the front window.
Ah, by the head?
Peking turkey?
Is it called peeking because you're like, you're peeking through the window at it?
No, yep. Tyler, yep. It's because it's peeking China.
I think the first Chinese guy that learned English was like, I know a great pun immediately.
No, Tyler.
Or else he peed on the floor of the restaurant. He's like, I'm the king of pee.
That's probably it, actually.
Oh, my God. This is the worst show we've done, I think. It really might be.
You know what? I like this idea of blowing off Thanksgiving and going to a Chinese restaurant.
Of course you do. You're Mike Carano. But then, Mike, after the second year or first year of doing that, you'd be like, oh, fuck. I have to go to this Chinese restaurant. I don't want to go.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd go to Arby's.
This is the best we've ever done at not talking over each other.
I'll fix that.
Because I'm just staring at my computer waiting for GarageBand to crash.
Hey, can we all make a commitment to get the fuck together and make some goddamn mugs? I feel awful.
Yes.
I feel terrible.
When do you want to do it?
We need to do that. I was hoping we'd do it this Wednesday.
So let's do it.
We can do it Saturday or Sunday, too.
Tyler and I and Lorenzo are getting together Friday. Maybe we can move that to Saturday?
What are you getting together for?
Saturday's Hang. Not great.
All right. And Carano, you're still in Tucson Friday, right?
I'll be heading back.
I'm sorry that we're making plans. So this is terrible. I realize that. Hey, what do you guys think about warming up the car?
I think it's a great idea.
Do you mean warming up the car like the engine or leaving it running to heat up the heater inside?
No, you have to warm up the car because
you got to warm up to get it. You need to start her up. You got to let it go for like 60 seconds. Even have a joke about it on one of the old Seinfelds that Carano's never seen. But they're talking about how long that minute is. Every time you get in the car, you got to start it up. You got to sit there and let it warm up for 60 seconds.
I don't think I've never warmed up my car. I just turn it on and go.
Well, you should because for the car. Cold metal with cold oil is
awful. It's terrible
news.
For your car.
Yeah, but
here's worse news.
It only gets down to like 45 here. It's not like
pipe
cold.
Tie tie.
45 killers.
Tie tie pipe. Carano, here's worse news. Jillian and I, she is younger than I am, we're having the same argument discussion. And I was giving her some shit because she never ever lets it warm up. She just, you know, turns it over and then down the street we go.
Well, that way you're going to get like 60,000 miles before things start going awry.
That's what I thought, bud. We did a quick Google search.
See, I'm vindicated. Millennials,
no longer the case.
Again.
In fact, like newer cars, sense. Mike, old cars, yeah, that's the case. Newer cars, it's the worst way to warm up your car. You should roll it down the road, let the engine work itself out. If you let it warm up in the driveway, that's the worst way to warm up a car now. And I had no idea. You know how many minutes I've wasted in my life?
I refuse to believe this.
Well, that's good.
We could have recorded a whole podcast with the minutes we wasted just this month.
I know.
Not me. I'm ready to go.
If I need something on Amazon, I usually wait for that minute where I'm going to be warming up my car. I'm like, I'll buy it while I'm warming up the car. You know
Shut up.
I swear to God.
That's weird.
Can I tell you that I've been looking for new podcasts and
I
downloaded one that's so terrible and I don't even want to say the name of it.
Don't say it then.
They live nearby, but it's Tia. It's
so
the auto detailing podcast.
Okay.
Where the dude talks to other auto detailers, and the episode I was listening to, I was probably 20 minutes in and nothing had happened yet because they were setting up a camera and the recorder's running the whole time. And they're about to. And the thing is, they don't do it with a sense of humor. It's like real. They're taking like the auto detailing. And I'm sorry to make fun of it, but it's like, How big is their audience?
How did you come across this?
I punched in auto. I was looking for car podcasts.
And you saw the auto detailers, and you're like,
and I'm
maybe
like,
they have
a lot
of details on autos.
Let's give it a shot.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. And even better is he interviews a different detailer every week, like they're celebrities.
What could they bring? Like, I use newspaper to clean the windows.
The guy this week, the subtitle was, the best car detailer you've never heard of. Like, they're all famous except for this guy. It's like when there's a blues guitar player that's somehow buried in Louisiana and then someone makes a YouTube video and everyone jumps.
I'll tell you what.
Is there community?
I don't know. I don't know how to hold our numbers and see how many people listen, but...
Do they have a Twitter account?
Is there a world where like one of the top auto detailers walks into a bar and everyone's like,
There has to be.
This is like Roadhouse, but with auto detailers. Like, no one knew about coolers until Roadhouse came along.
Yep,
that's what this is. There's a whole probably traveling group of like expert auto detailers.
Sounds so terrible. You know what's even worse is when I was a kid, wait, it looked like an easy job. And I'm like, I could do that job. This would be great. And I could wax people's Ferraris for $80. Okay.
Aren't they like housekeepers for the cars though? Like when you really actually look at
okay,
it.
Okay, the real professional auto detailers are insane. Like I've seen.
Did you get this from the podcast? Did you get this from the show?
No, I watched a video.
Mike's an auto detailer truther.
One of the famous auto detailers. I watched a YouTube video where he got to detail a GTO Ferrari, which is a very expensive, very rare car.
Do they have competitions?
And he first of all, he takes off the door handles. He takes off all the knobs.
What?
It's too much. That guy does meth.
No, every speck of method. Dirt is out of every part of the car.
Wait, do they have competitions?
I don't know, but the entire engine is clean from top to bottom, starting with rags, ending up with Q-tips.
Everything I love the idea of
is
competitions.
Back to looking as there's no grease or no dirt.
You take two brand new like Toyota Corollas side by side, identical. You take 2 5-year-olds, right? Put one in each car. Each has like a jar of peanut butter or jelly, and just have them go at it for like 30 minutes.
Syrup.
And then the two detailers go and they're on the clock for 30 minutes. Who can clean up faster?
I'll tell you what show I'd never watch.
I would never watch it. It'd be fun to watch the kids though. Fuck up the car.
It would start with peanut
you
butter.
You put a newborn like in the back seat with no diaper.
When the ratings drop, they'd have homeless people shooting in the cars. All right, go to work.
We left this car in downtown LA overnight.
Windows
on the
down. We left a hot dog in the glove compartment, and good luck.
So we're walking in the a lot of kid walking stories this week. Sorry, I figured Thanksgiving would be a good show for this. But Jillian and I 3 days ago walking in a little local park. It's weird because you drive by these parks, you never ever utilize them until you have a kid, and you're like, "Fuck, we're looking for a place to walk around with a stroller." Homeless.
Yeah, now that you have a kid, you're gonna be like, "Oh, there should be more parks around here."
The parks are always filled with crazy people every single time. And a lot of the parks have like water and like geese and stuff. It's like, who fucking knew? It's like, I drive by this thing, but I can't see like the pond in the back. So we're walking around this little pond.
Or do you think the geese just stopped by and went, this is way better than living on the sidewalk in Westwood?
I think they found it. I think the geese were flying overhead and they're like, hey, look, body of water, land. Because my mom had a duck that like found her pool and just like kind of became a resident.
That's the chlorine probably hurts its butt.
Oh wait, that's not true. My brother-in-law actually found it. It was the only duckling that didn't get hit by a car. Never mind. Yeah, he saw like a mama
Christ.
Duck
that
and
was
the
a
baby
weird
ducks.
Change of and a they, story.
And then
actually,
he
my
back.
Mom raises ducks. She's got a duck and farm in the backyard.
He picked it up and he brought it home, and
she's
she was
raising the Thanksgiving duck. Hey, before you tell the walking
her
story,
her name was Daisy.
Something.
Her name was Daisy, the duck, and then she flew away, and she was gone, and then she came back like 3 months later, and they were all very excited.
It
was pretty cute.
Your mom pulls one of those silver tops off the dish, and there's a duck.
I don't eat duck either. No duck.
Duck is so
duck
good.
Isn't duck.
Duck
is, I don't think it's
no,
that good.
Duck is better than
it used to
duck
be. I used to love duck.
Turkey.
Duck was pretty good, but I can't eat them anymore. They're cute.
It's like all dark meat.
They're friendly.
Oh, so good.
You gotta find ugly ducks.
Dude, rare duck breast. Oh my god!
All right.
Now I gotta go get some. Right. I don't know where I'm gonna get it at 10:30 at night.
Are those like are the small little like perky ones rare, or is it the big ones? Or what's more rare? Breast.
Do you want to delete this?
Wild turkeys. Wild turkeys are the rarest.
Duck breasts. Which are they? Are they mostly like the bosoms large or? Bountiful, or
why are you,
the more
why
rare
are you
for them to
committed
be?
To this? I don't understand why you keep going.
mosquito bite duck breast. Is that pretty
isn't
rare?
It, isn't it odd that like you really see the difference in living creatures? Because we eat chicken breasts because it's got the most meat. But if you're going to eat a woman,
what?
Her breasts
what?
Are
what?
Pretty much fat, right?
All right, let's not talk about eating women's breasts around
I'm
Thanksgiving.
I'm saying, like, if you're
supposed
like
to be the Thanksgiving
you know,
show,
ski trip, and you're trapped somewhere, you gotta eat someone.
I wonder if I was trapped with Jillian, the child, and Stanley, let's say, do I just die or do I get to a point where I eat my dog?
Eat your dog.
I think I die.
No,
I don't eat Stanley.
No, I can't speak to this, but I've heard people talking about starving. And they said it's a level of desperation that...
Were you listening to your new starving podcasts?
I was just listening to the I'm Starving. It's two chicks.
The most famous
who are always starving.
You've never heard of.
These bitches be so hungry.
Yeah. Starting with Karen Carpenter.
Hey,
the most famous starver in the world.
Way too low, bro. Way too soon.
Low, bro. Low brow.
Way too low. I was calling you bro and saying it's too low.
Hey, I here's an idea I have that I thought was funny today. It's not going to be funny now, so let me lay it on you.
Do
I was talking to a friend of mine who has a lot of money, and we were discussing happiness, and he was saying, well, I know for a fact money doesn't make you happy. And this guy has
You're like, tons. Let me try it.
Yeah, no, but he has like
insane
amounts of money. So I started coming up with ideas for him to spend his money that would just be fun. And the two that popped into my head immediately were like, just get like 50 puppies and just go into an old folks home and just let them go and run out the door and just let it happen. Like expensive, like nice, soft, like purebred dogs.
Do you realize that a lot of those dogs would probably run out into traffic?
No, you close the door behind you. They're locked.
What are those? Okay. What if they're allergic to dogs?
That one wasn't very funny, but then I thought, here's the best idea. If you have tons of money, you just want to squander. Best idea I came up with on the fly was give people gift cards for places like In-N-Out Burger for like $5,000. Long pause. Because don't you think that would be fucking hilarious?
Why?
There's a $5,000 gift card.
You come back like 2 months later and they're morbidly obese.
No, but they get sick of it after like 10 times and they still have like $4,900 left.
Yeah, they just sell it.
Fucking hilarious.
Mike, I think there's way funnier things you can do with a shitload of money than release a bunch of puppies and old folks home.
I like these ideas.
$5,000 to In-N-Out.
You guys realize that I yelled this to somebody this morning? I yelled this in a McDonald's drive-thru. I was getting Jillian some lunch, right? And she was with the kids. So I said, I'll go grab you some lunch. And a kid comes up to the car. What?
You guys have more than one now?
No, I said I went and I was going to grab lunch for Jillian because she was taking care
of the kids.
She was taking care of the kid. And I'm in line and I'm kind of ornery. Like, I'm still a little bit asleep because it was morning. We had a rough ornery. It was a rough night last night, right? Rough night. And I'm trying to order. And I hate when aggressive panhandlers are interrupting you're already, trying to grapple with the box, the horrible, like, two-way speaker in the drive-thru. But then you have some guy going, you got any change? It's like, dude. So I'm trying to put in this order, and it's always like a special order for the wife, right? No meat. And they're like, want no meat? It's a burger. You want no meat? I'm like, no, I don't want any meat. And then this kid's like, ah, you have a dollar? And I look at him, and I say, no. And then I continue with my order, and then I stop, and I pause my order.
Did he sound like a Nickelodeon cartoon?
A little bit, Mike. I pause my order. I said, excuse me, please. Hold on 1 second. And then I yell because the kid's walking away now. He's a little bit out of like reach, so I can't just say this to him. So I have to yell, you're way too young to be a panhandler. And then I go, yeah, so she would like no meat on that, please. Like, I'm like giving this kid advice because he was like maybe a 16-year-old kid asking for money, and he didn't even look homeless. I think he's just a jackass trying to find weed money.
Any part of you think that way too young to be a panhandler was part of their secret menu? And they're like, bang, we got one.
No part of me thought that.
Yeah.
I scared the kid away, though. He was nowhere to be found after I yelled at across the bow. It was like a shot across the bow.
Guy. Hell yeah, you win again.
But yep, I'm just becoming
Ding,
that coupled
winner.
With me obsessing about people parking on the white lines in the hotel last a couple weeks ago when I was staying in the hotel, and I was just obsessing about people parking on the white lines, like old man. And then I told you when I came down the next morning, I saw that I was parked on the white line a little bit. And it was like I died inside. I'm like, oh my God, I am the problem. Yeah. I'm part of the problem.
I'm with you. I'm with you on the giant hypocrisy.
Oh.
So you're walking with the wife and the kid and the dogs.
It's a little bit chilly out here, a little bit cooler, right, for California standards. We're talking mid-60s probably, right?
Yeah. Where is it?
And we stopped because the kid was crying, which is rare in public. Usually he's cool in public, but he became starving. So we stopped. It's a big park.
There was lobster pinching his nose.
We sat on a little bench.
Like in cartoons.
It's not why he was crying.
What
and,
cartoon?
And Jillian.
I've seen that.
It's usually a crab. It's a crab, I think.
Fishing. Oh, yeah, it's a crab.
It's
I'm
a
sorry.
Crab on his ass. It's usually on his ass. There was no crab on my kid's ass. So Jillian sits down. We sit down in a park on a bench. And it's far off. We're in the back corner of the park, right? And she has like one of those capes, right? Tie cape. So she throws on the cape and she starts feeding the kid, right? Underneath the cape. An Indian woman walks by I say that she was an Indian woman because she had the red dot on her forehead, and she was dressed in all red.
You in my land.
Dressed in no, she was not that kind of Indian.
Tarzana.
She had a scarf on her head as well, and she gave Jillian a withering look, just like, "How dare you do that in public, you sick, disgusting beast!" So she keeps walking, right? And I noticed that she's like, she's doing laps around this little like water duck pond thing. That's like her exercise. She goes out there, and it's always weird to see people from a very, very different cultures, from different parts of the world, dressed in their garb, wearing New Balance,
enjoying our ducks.
It's always a weird thing. Oh, and by the way, watching SNL last week on Weekend Update, I don't know how much validity there is to this.
I know.
What's going on with that, Mike? You got to switch out, right?
I haven't worn them since, and I do need some more info. Because now, I looked at the list of places to boycott if you want to boycott Trump products, and the number one was Amazon, and I was like, yeah, I can't do that.
Oh, that's going to hurt. Really?
Yeah,
Amazon?
What's Amazon going to do during that 1 minute when he is warming up his car?
Nothing.
Well, I'm not going to ban it, but I'm just saying. No. On Weekend Update, they said that white supremacists or the KKK, one of those ugly hate groups, hate groups, they named New Balance the official shoe of the their little group. Now, is that just like really great guerrilla marketing from like ASICS or one of the other competitors?
Maybe. That's a good one.
Genius, good right? One. Anyway, so this woman,
she's
walking laps, and she gives Jillian a withering look. Cut to like 15 minutes later. We're up now. The kid's fed. Kid's back in his little stroller there, and we're having the time of our lives walking, looking at the geese, looking at the ducks. It's really cool, too. As soon as the sun goes down, it's like there's a silent alarm that goes off, and all of the birds, they all start migrating back towards the water. Like, they've been out feeding on the highlands all day, and it was just like this horde of waterfowl just walking towards the little pond there. It was kind of cool. We were like navigating through
it. It's got to be something built into their brains from the time where they probably got killed by tigers.
Yep.
There's a sign that goes up that we didn't see.
Bath time.
So we're walking, we're navigating around these waterfowl, and the Indian woman's back, and now she's like, you know, she's about to
like
I'm not trying to
of time come I'm not back trying to lake.
I'm not trying to set any land speed records going around this pond. So we're, taking our time and enjoying ourselves. She's about to lap us. And I noticed that she's kind of gravitating towards us, getting closer, closer. And now she's trying to communicate. And there's a language barrier, to say the least. Oh. And she's pointing at the child. And we're like, uh-huh. And, people like the baby. I'm learning that. People enjoy newborns. And like one out of every six people is like, oh, my God, is that a newborn? And you got to deal with all that. But she's not really so interested in the baby himself, but something about the baby. And there's something wrong as far as she's concerned. And she starts pointing. And then she's pointing more aggressively. And now her hand is inside of our stroller.
She stole your baby.
Caressing his head and taking the blanket and putting it over his head. So essentially he's like mummy baby now and suffocating on the blanket that we have on him. In her world, his head was cold and needed to be covered at that moment by her. And I said, no, he's fine. And I took the blanket and I pulled it back down. I said, okay, thanks. And then she just motors off and kind of peels off, and she's off to the side, and she makes her way to wherever
also,
it is.
Also, can you spare a dollar?
And then Jillian and I are like, that was not cool. That was odd. And then like part of me is, because I don't know if you guys have read Thinner, but I'm a big Stephen King fan, and part of me was kind of worried that maybe
she transferred something to the baby.
I was fairly curt with her. Maybe she like cursed him at that moment as
oh
she was
my
caressing
God.
Him.
She's like, he's a devil, drown him now.
Thinner. So it's just fucking odd. It was the first very odd encounter we've had.
Yeah, I don't like people looking at other people's babies.
No, touching, man. It's the first stranger to actually come up and touch. What are you touching for?
I got in trouble in Las Vegas because when my nephew was a little kid, like less than two, we were sitting ready to have breakfast. My brother and his wife were doing something, and the waitress just came over and picked him up and walked away. And my brother was like,
"What?
Where is he?" And I go, "The waitress took him." And I didn't. It wasn't totally my fault because they were very close. They saw it happen. And I was like, I don't know. She just picked him up.
Oh, I thought you meant he and the waitress were very close. I'm like, well, then who cares? No.
Yeah, they were making out. Yeah, but it was just weird that she just felt that she could pick up a kid and walk around the restaurant with him.
Yes, she's a Vegas waitress. No offense to any Vegas waitresses who may listen, or waiters, but yeah.
No offense to Vegas waitresses who voted for Trump.
Can we leave the Trump thing alone?
Yeah, I just wanted to throw it in at the kicks.
And you know what? Shop on Amazon all you like. How is Amazon?
I don't
and
know.
Trump
Jeff
related?
Bezos. I think Bezos was fighting with Trump, and then as soon as Trump got elected, he immediately retracted everything and did a big kiss ass tweet. Like,
so did everyone else. Kind of Obama. Kind of did the same thing. All right, we got to stop. Right, we got to go.
Yeah,
I got to go.
No, what are you talking about? I'm just getting going.
People are traveling. They don't have time for our long winded.
Happy okay. Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Well, at least I uploaded a 2.5 hour long podcast.
Yeah, okay. Mike, you're picking up the slack. Mike, thank
and
you.
And I have another 2 hours of audio that I haven't didn't enough time to put together.
Okay. All right.
Mike, thank you for preparing and bringing that hot USA Today.
Yeah, I can't wait to
hear it. We got it. Next time, I'll look at the internet 5 minutes before the show next time.
I like this new mic. It's incredible.
Pretty good.
We eat celery with our turkey. Yeah. That's our tradition. All right.
Let me just tell you.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'll tell you when I get back.
Okay.
Last time I was there for Thanksgiving, we had some excitement because two rattlesnakes came in. Uh-huh. Came into the patio area.
Okay.
Pretty excited.
Oh, that's the story? Mike.
We had him on the barbecue in pretty 5 minutes.
Ooh, I like that part of the story.
No, but the guy, the relative who owns whose property it is,
Tyler,
just casually and calmly walked over with a shovel and beheaded it with a drink in his hand.
Right.
And I did what I normally do. I screamed like a little girl.
Shrieked. Yeah.
I just shrieked.
Hey, that's a pejorative. It's making fun of little girls. That's a microaggression. Please don't say that. Please retract.
I'd like to retract what I said.
Not all little girls are scream like Mike.
They do.
All right. I don't know what that was, but hey, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving all the way to Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
See you.
That's not too shabby.
I have a good Thanksgiving story for next week. Goodbye.
Are we all hitting stop?
Are we saying bye?
Push stop. Yeah, it's over.
Keep moving.
Okay, you guys. I'm glad we did this. I'll talk to you guys when I get back.
Okay.
All right. Send the audio file to Tyler.
Bye.
I just pushed stop, Tyler.
I'm still here. Let's keep all this on there.